I gritted my teeth as every step brought me closer to the finality of my situation. The Alpha and his mate were standing together, greeting the other pack members as they filed into the room, grabbing seats for the meeting. I remembered them from the times they had visited my home when I was much younger, way back when my mother was still alive and my father held a prominent position in the pack. They looked older and a little more worn down, but that had to be expected of people in their positions.
Alpha Aaron?
Wyatt spoke formally as he reached out a hand, a common human greeting. I danced on the balls of my feet, wishing that I hadn't accepted Wyatt's offer to join him. I was still in my work uniform, smelling like grease and probably looking unkempt from the busy work day. Not the way I wanted to make my first impression on the pack.
Wyatt,
he replied, shaking the hand that had been offered to him with a firm grip.
It's good to see you again.
Wyatt beamed at the acknowledgement, turning his eyes toward the female beside the Alpha, bowing his head.
Luna Victoria?
She gave him a kind smile.
Wyatt.
Alpha Aaron's dark gaze shifted in my direction, a smile still on his lips.
And who is this beauty?
He questioned, lifting a brow as he examined me further. My cheeks rushed with heat, and I felt the sudden urge to hide behind my cousin like I did back in my younger years where I would cling to my mother's leg. Wyatt wrapped his arm around my shoulder, pulling me in protectively to his side, and that only made me feel more embarrassed.
This is my cousin Scarlett.
Luna Victoria gave me a knowing glance as she leaned into her mate's side.
Sweetheart, it's Conrad and Elizabeth's daughter.
Of course she is.
He replied as if he had already known. My lips twitched with the urge to smile when she looked at me with a playful eye roll at his expense. Alpha Aaron crossed his arms over his wide chest, leaning forward toward me.
I can see it now that I've gotten a closer look. You've got Conrad's eyes.
And Elizabeth's beautiful face.
Luna Victoria remarked.
If I recall correctly, your mother was a late bloomer as well.
I felt my head sink a little lower at her comment.
David?
Luna Victoria called, turning toward my mate with a smile.
Come over here real fast.
She glanced back at me.
Conrad helped train David when he was a young boy. I'm sure he will be very interested in meeting you.
I felt my nerves spike as he turned in our direction, and I realized that he wasn't an average member of the pack. This was their son, the next heir, an alpha-born male. I wanted to run, but my feet kept me firmly rooted in place. I was afraid to look up from the ground. What would I see staring back at me? I swallowed hard, trying to prepare myself for what was about to happen. His shoes came into view, and I felt my wolf stirring under my skin. Wyatt elbowed me in the side.
Scarlett,
he hissed under his breath in a warning tone. I lifted my face to meet his gaze with a bated breath. His dark eyes widened in surprise as we drank each other in. Something in my mind snapped. I could feel it all, everything everyone had tried to explain to me about having a wolf. Her emotions and thoughts surged through me as I watched the corners of his mouth lift upwards into a smile, a heart-stopping smile that was meant for only me. I felt my own lips begin to mimic his. There was nothing and no one else in the room for us at that moment. This is what it felt like to have a mate, and I knew he was feeling the same sensations by the look in his eyes. The moment was broken when a tall, dark-haired female placed a kiss on his cheek.